All right, Joey, I got to bring up your start again because we just talked about it, but I got to bring it up in this interview. You told me yesterday, man, I just got to get off the line. I got to get starts. They haven't been there. And then Nate showed me a video. Now Justin Hill flinched or something, but you really, really didn't get off the line well.
Yeah, listen, I partially take blame. I mean, you know, like I can't tell you the last time. I don't know if I've ever in my career just kind of flinched and gotten roped in like that. I'm at that point, like, I just want to start so damn bad. Like, dude, just give me a start one time. You know, like, just put me inside the top five or top three just one time. I just want to see, like, where can I go?
Yeah.
And, I botched it. Yeah. Which is unfortunate because, like, I felt pretty good today.
Yeah, I felt like qualifying went pretty well for you.
Yeah. Qualifying was pretty good. You know, heat race, we had a nice little battle.
Dude, I want to talk to you about that. Yeah. He got you on that wall jump twice.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. And then last lap, you're like, I guess I got to do this if I want to hold on to this spot.
No, I was doing it earlier, and when I cased the double before it, and when I cased it, I didn't feel like I had the drive to do it because it was like one of those things that
he passed you twice over that wall jump.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the opening lap, I hadn't done it yet. And I was like, and he did it. And I was like, okay, well, I got to do it. So then I did it behind him.
Okay.
But then when I passed him, I clipped the double, and I didn't have the speed. And so I was, like, trying to get out of the way. And as I was veering to the right, he came to my right. So we almost connected off the face of that. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it was
– That was cool to watch, for me.
Yeah. It was a good little battle. Thankfully, he was playing defensive, which kind of hosed me, but in the long run, it helped me because he played defensive with J-Coop, and that allowed me to get up the inside of him in that last lane. So, it was that was cool, but yeah, like I said, it's unfortunate.
I hadn't seen you do it, and so I was like, oh, he has to do it. He knows if he doesn't do it, he's going to lose his spot, and that's not going to happen, and so you did it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I had done it before. I just, like, that lap, he got me back. I messed the double up, so I couldn't do it. But yeah, I mean, you know, for the main event, it's just unfortunate. I just, you know, I felt like speed-wise was pretty good, and my fitness feels decent. You know, like the last couple minutes of that, I was definitely struggling a little bit. But, you know, considering I was under the weather last weekend and as bad as I felt last weekend, I didn't expect to be great here as far as like health-wise. But, like, I'm way better than I thought I'd be. So we're definitely on the up on that side of things. So by next weekend we'll be solid, which will be good. But I mean, like I told you, it's can't start back there where I do and expect to do much better.
I was telling Shane earlier in my texts today with riders, the opinions on the track seemed like all over the map. Ricky told me there was 15 less jumps than last year, and I'm like,
really?
Yeah, which I'm like, what? Because this place looked really busy. And then riders, some guys told me they hated this place. Other guys were like, yeah, it's pretty fun. So where do you stand?
I don't know, dude. I wish that it's so fast.
Yeah.
Like, there might be – I could see there being less jumps because you have, like, basically from the last corner, that whole entire stretch through the whoops is just a damn straightaway. I mean, you know, you have a double here. You had a wall, and then we started jumping the wall. So it's like in my opinion, I wasn't a huge fan.
The speed?
Just the speed. Yeah. So, like, and like the single before the finish line. Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God, I'm surprised nobody.
Yeah, just faced it.
Yes, like catch that kicker wrong and ride the front wheel. Like, things like that. I don't know how to fix that, slow it down. Like, I don't have the answer, so I can't sit here and critique too hard. But, I mean, dude, it was fast.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there were areas that broke down quite a bit, which made it very challenging and a slower was better type thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like areas were good and other areas was like pump the brakes.
Well, the section where Levi crashed, you're like, dude, like that, you're hauling ass, you're turning. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised more guys didn't do what he did. You know, I mean, I think he got the front wheel over it, which is kind of his fault for doing that. I think I got to watch it back. But anyways, you're like, dude, look how fast they're going.
I did the same thing in the heat race. Like, I'm going to show her when we go downstairs, like, off the iPad. I did the same thing in the heat race. Like, I caught it kind of weird, and it did one of those where it started to endo on me.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you're going that fast, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm not in a position to critique too much because, I don't have the answers.
Yeah.
But, it was fast.
Were we happy with the rolled whoops and they kind of weren't even a factor in the night show? Were we happy with that, or did we want to leave them monster size?
I don't know. I mean, I think if they're monsters and someone like Chase is wanting to skim them, then let them skim them, you know? Because, I mean, dude, Jay Coop was almost quickest, and I can promise you he was not skimming them.
No, he wasn't.
So, like, okay, yeah, I don't know. I think if they stayed big, you know, and you want to take the risk, there's more of a reward there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's it seems like every weekend they you end up jumping them anyways.
Right.
And I was thinking about that earlier. Like, there is no answer for that. I think the bikes are better, they're faster, they have more torque. Like, I don't think there's a way to build whoops where they will stay skimmers all night.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
I think I'm with you. This isn't the two-stroke days anymore.
No, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I just don't know a solution to fix that other than, like, if you had, like, a rubber-style material, but then you take the risk of going 65 through a set of whoops. And, you know, at least now, like, if you want to skim them, there's the edges and things, so people tend to maybe not go Mach 10.
Yeah.
And if you want to jump them, you can jump them. So I don't know. I know people the internet's pissed. Everyone jumps whoops, but I mean, if you could jump or skim and the difference is 0.2,
mm-hmm.
well, I just think jumping is so much simpler.
Yeah.
It's easier. So yeah, I don't know.
All right, cool.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you.